partner with Polar Pork warns rising crude oil prices will result in higher agricultural input costs, particularly for feed, driving up food inflation. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
The cost of feed typically accounts for about two-thirds of the cost of producing a hog. Florian Posberg, a partner with Polar Pork, says grain prices have been quite affordable the past couple of years, but that could change as the result of higher fertilizer costs.
We've had great crops on average north and south of the border, which has kept our feed costs low compared to what they were a couple of years ago. But we're hearing already that grain producers are looking at much higher fertilizer prices because of the oil price spikes that we're seeing. And if that affects fertilizer costs, if there's a lot less fertilizer and the weather is not as favorable as it has been for the last couple of years, we could very well see a very significant price hike in our feed grains. And of course, we spend a lot on fuel, not just on our farms, but moving our animals to market and from the marketplace to the grocery store. Higher oil prices, crude oil prices will probably affect our inflation in food just because, it costs more to transport it.
Posberg says we don't like to see food inflation affect the average family. He says it would be nice if meat prices were lower in the grocery stores, but farmers really don't have any control over that. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.